KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And we welcome you into another edition of WagerWise as the college and NFL seasons inch ever closer. We imagine there are more ears than ever on this segment. Todd Brolkamp and Alex Kuhn, happy to be joined by Jake, who visits with us every week from Elite Sportsbook, located inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Riverside. And Jake, 1 week closer to the kickoff of the college football season. As a matter of fact, we've got some week zero games, including a Big Ten game this week between Illinois and Nebraska. What's on tap as far as college football betting goes for Elite?
The countdown is real. Everyone is really excited around here. The atmosphere and the energy is great. We've got a few promotions, rolled up our sleeve here to wager on throughout the football season. We're going to do a college football kickoff promotion. It's a real simple promotion, including all you have to do is place a parlay, and you'll get a free bet. So if you're thinking about placing a parlay on the game zero games, make sure to do it with Elite Sportsbook. So I don't want to give too much away. The promotion starts tomorrow, the 26th, and goes through the 29th. So make sure to check our social media pages or also our website or app on the promotions page. Read the terms and conditions. Make sure you understand and check it out and get that free bet.
Speaking of countdowns, tomorrow marks two weeks from tomorrow, I should say, the NFL season gets underway. And you guys have an NFL futures promotion that folks can get in on, but the days are kind of numbered on the opportunities to get in on this promotion.
Yeah, exactly. We've been running this one all through August to kind of celebrate preseason and the beginning of football season in the NFL. So you've got only until August 31st if you haven't already. You can wager $100 on the NFL future, and we'll give you a free bet. That simple. So if you're thinking about putting some money on who's going to win the Super Bowl anyways, might as well do it with us. We'll give you a little bit of money back. Just like I said, make sure to go to the website, check out all the details, make sure you understand the terms and conditions, go to the app. Same on the promotion page there. You've only got to the 31st, so make sure to check it out.
Combat sports, always big for the sportsbook in Riverside, elitesportsbook.com, the website. We got a couple big boxing bouts coming up, don't we?
Yep. And as as I promote almost every show, we like to be known for the UFC fights, but also we've been expanding a little bit because of their success into the boxing realm, usually on fights that we're able to legally place wagers in the state of Iowa. So that's coming up is the De La Hoya Belfort fight, and then also the Wilder versus Fury rematch that was postponed from July, moved to October 9th. So we've got both of those on the books coming up here soon, including UFC 266. So, September 11th, September 25th, October 9th will all be pay-per-view showings of boxing and UFC and draft day down here at Riverside. Come on down. The kitchen's back open. We've got kind of a unique food menu and then also local draft beers on tap. So it's a great atmosphere. First come, first serve. Seats are limited, but it's a great time.
All right, great stuff as always, Jake, and we will chat with you, I believe, in a couple weeks if the calendar, I'm looking at the calendar here, I think next Wednesday is, September 1st, so we'll have Jay with us next week talking college football, so you get the day off next Wednesday from chatting with us.
Well, sounds great, guys. Jay's great, and I know you guys really enjoy him. September snuck up on us, but we're really happy to have football season back. So take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, that's Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. Again, the website, elitesportsbook.com. Make sure you check out the promotions tab. The Pro Football Futures promotion that Jake mentioned is up there. They still have the new sign-up bonus as well. 100% risk-free bet up to $500. You make that first wager, $500, $10, doesn't matter. If it's your first wager, it is risk-free. If it wins, you're a winner. If it loses, you get that bet back in the form of a free bet. You can make sure to read the terms and conditions at elitesportsbook.com, but take a shot at a payday there, a risk-free payday at elitesportsbook.com. Alex, last week we discussed the future offerings that they have at Elite. from a college football standpoint. They do, I believe, have all of the Iowa lines up. We may touch on some of those next week with Jay or sometime other throughout the week. But week one NFL lines are up as well. We got the final preseason games this weekend. They're offered at Elite as well. But the fun really begins on the NFL side of things September 9th when Dallas and Tampa Bay kick the season off. Is there any game in week one that draws your interest here in looking at some of the lines? We did get some quarterback news today. Not totally unexpected. Trevor Lawrence is going to be the starter for Jacksonville. Also found out today Teddy Bridgewater is going to draw the start for Denver in its week one game at New York as they take on the Giants. Right now, no money line or total available for that game at EliteSportsBook.com, but the point spread, essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah, there are several games that really kind of jump out at me, and including the first game of the season, Todd, the Thursday night matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And obviously, the NFL is very much a quarterback's league, and the quarterbacks are what have me intrigued. Right now, Dak Prescott, in returning from a really devastating leg injury, is also dealing with a shoulder injury, and Tom Brady coming back for another year, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are one of the favorites in the NFC to once again represent the NFC in the Super Bowl for the second consecutive year. So the Cowboys 6.5 point underdogs in week one, and it's kind of going to be interesting to see if the Cowboys fans take the bait on this one and that line moves at all.
I, of course, have my eyes on, as we chatted with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here in hour number two, the week one game. It's back on the board. The Aaron Rodgers situation settled. Most of the sports books, including Elite, have put that game back on the board. Packers, $1.60 favorite on the money line, going on the road to New Orleans to take on the Saints in week one. It's a 3-point spread total on that game, 50 points. The over.
That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. The over intrigues me there. It's just so difficult not having seen anything Green Bay has, but I'm really interested in Jameis Winston, and he does appear to have a grasp on that number one job. New Orleans is always New Orleans as long as Sean Payton is in charge there. That should be a really good game. And then the very first Sunday night game of the year this year involving the Chicago Bears, Andy Dalton, most likely going to be the guy in week one against the Rams and that defense. It's a touchdown point spread. Bears are $2.80 underdogs on the money line. So if you want to put your money where your mouth is, Bears fans, and think that they can pull off the upset, no total. Elite does not have the total on that game yet, but we'll see whether the Bears can show up in week one in a nationally televised game. I think they probably were hoping maybe Justin Fields would be the quarterback in that game, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. And then Ravens, Raiders, the first Monday night game of the year. Raiders, a little bit of an underdog there. We can go over all these lines if we had more time. Just a couple more. The Vikings will be opening the season in Cincinnati against the Bengals. They are a 3-point favorite on the road, but you can get Cincinnati and the 3 points at even money right now at Elite. Detroit, we have discussed with Matt Verderam of FanSided that he thinks Dan Campbell is going to be a good coach for the Detroit Lions. They still have a little bit of a talent deficiency in their division. The San Francisco 49ers open at Ford Field against the Lions. Lions are a $3.30 underdog on the money line, and they're getting 7.5 points at home. The assumption, a lot of people think Trey Lance could be the starting quarterback in week one for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm circling this game right here. I want to read up on this ahead of the week one matchups, but I'm intrigued by Detroit.
As much as you look at the Rams and wonder how they're going to look with what they're going to look like with Matt Stafford, I'm looking at the Lions and Jared Goff. I don't think that Jared Goff is as terrible of a quarterback as people make him out to be, but a new system, new head coach, not a lot of talent on that roster. Let's see what he can do now in a situation like that. There is no doubt about it that the Detroit Lions are the worst team in the NFC North, but can they be competitive? Can they make things interesting against some of the foes that they face this year? And we're going to kind of get a good gauge on that in week one.
This week's PGA Tour event is the BMW Championship. No surprise, Elite has John Rahm installed as a 6-1 favorite there, followed by Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele. Spieth and Schauffele both 18-1. MLB lines available tonight as well. We saw some early action today. Cubs playing a day-night doubleheader. We've got the Orioles, who are in the midst of a tremendous losing streak. Once again, big underdogs at home to the Angels tonight. Angels minus a run and a half, minus $1.40 there if you want to lay the Angels to continue the misery for the Orioles. Good matchup in Philadelphia featuring the Phillies and the Rays. Philadelphia, $1.45 favorite on the money line there. The Chicago White Sox continue their series north of the border against the Blue Jays. Very nice pitching matchup there between Lucas Giolito and Robbie Ray. The total in that game, 8.5 runs. I would be inclined, even with those offenses, with those two pitchers going, I'd take a look at under 8.5. The Minnesota Twins at Boston tonight. Bailey Ober going for the Twins against fellow right-hander Nick Pivetta. Boston, $1.65 favorite on the money line. Total in that contest set at 10.5 runs. Cincinnati Reds and Milwaukee Brewers, the two best teams in the National League Central, continuing their series in Milwaukee. The Brewers, $1.55 favorite at home. Total in that game, 7.5 runs. Brandon Woodruff and Luis Castillo, the expected pitching matchup. And then a good one on the West Coast tonight, the Dodgers and Padres. Padres haven't lived up to the expectations this year so far. Blake Snell pitching at home as a $1.20 underdog on the money line against the Dodgers ace right-hander Walker Buehler. Total in that game, 8 runs.
Whenever you see those two teams get together, it's always good baseball, and I know that a lot of people are not going to be able to stay up late to watch this, but I'm sure that some folks who bet on this matchup tonight are going to be going to have their eyes open on some West Coast baseball between two teams that are, yes, in second and third place in their division, like you said, Todd. The Giants have paced the NL West all season, and these two are trying to catch up.
They're looking up in the standings at Chris Bryant and the San Francisco Giants. Didn't mention the Giants and the Mets tonight at Citi Field. Taijuan Walker going for the Mets, and Johnny Cueto on the mound for San Francisco. Mets, $1.25 favorite at home. The total in that game is 8.5 runs, the over 8.5 juiced to minus 115. You can check out all of the available action at EliteSportsbook.com. Again, remember that first risk-free bet up to $500. Read the terms and conditions. Details available at EliteSportsbook.com. And as we mentioned, next week we'll be joined by Jay Rude, the senior risk manager at BetWorks in Las Vegas. Jay has decades of insider knowledge from the sportsbook business in Las Vegas. We'll get him to offer up some tips on betting week one NFL and college matchups. So tune in next Wednesday right here on KGYM. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the WagerWise segment always available online. If you do miss it, we'll have the podcast posted for you at KGYMradio.com.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsbook.com.